Lord, we praise you because there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. You who keep your covenant of love with us, despite all we do to reject you, ignore you, and go our own way. We thank you because you grant us mercy and forgiveness through Jesus dying for us to take your wrath. You stay faithful to us, loving us even when we are unfaithful, so that you provide us the opportunity to turn back to you. You love us so much that you even raise us from simply being your servants, your people, to being your sons and daughters. So we worship and adore you. We say, hallowed be your name. And Father, we ask for what we need in this life. We ask that you will give us our daily bread. In particular, we ask for your Spirit, Father, that enables us to live knowing you and with assurance of your kingdom in our hearts. Jesus says, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Spirit to those who ask him? So we ask this, knowing that you will provide. But Father, we still fall short of your glory. We still fail to love you and love our neighbours as we ought. We fail to forgive and show mercy to our neighbours as we should. Forgive us, Father, for this, and help us to know your forgiveness, your mercy towards us, and so show it to those around us. Help us to know the mercy you give us, and therefore let any bitterness, any unforgiveness we hold fall away, so we can represent your mercy to those people. And Father, protect us and keep us from temptation. Let us know your protection and guidance, keeping us in your paths. And Lord, let your kingdom come in our own lives and our church's life. Work in our lives by your Spirit, so we would hunger for you and live representing you. For our church, be working, restoring us. Give people a desire to know and worship you. In particular, be working in the youth in and around our church, so that they'd know and love you and want to be a part of your people. And look after the issues around our buildings for your glory, so that others will know that you are God. Lord, we give thanks for Jeff and Glenn's successful operations and ask that they'll know your presence and love as they recover. And we ask that you'll make this swift so we can have the joy of them gathering with us soon. Father, we ask for all those affected by the outbreak of the virus. Be with those who are infected and with any doctors and nurses treating them. Just place your protection on them. And for those in lockdown, be there for them. Lord, we ask for wisdom for our leaders in our federal government so that they make good decisions as we're starting to come out of lockdown. Let the current outbreak be contained, so that we can have restrictions eased and can gather in person to sing together of our joy in you. In wrath, Lord, remember mercy. But more importantly still, use this time to cause people to think about you. Use it to bring people to you, so that they'd know and live out of a knowledge of Jesus. Finally, Father, we ask for our Christian brothers and sisters in Afghanistan, amidst the turmoil there and the potential persecution. Grant them the peace that's beyond understanding and the joy that comes from being in relationship with you. Protect them amidst the new regime and give them wisdom as to what they can and cannot do. Enable them as they persevere in representing you and your mercy. Even amidst this, Let your lives speak. Let their lives speak of your love and mercy. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And we now turn to the New Testament reading, which is from the book of Matthew, chapter 8, starting at verse 28. Matthew 8, verse 28. When he arrived at the other side in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. "What do you want with us, Son of God?" they shouted. "Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?" Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs." He said to them, "Go." So they came out and went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off, went to the town, and reported all this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the whole town went out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. Jesus stepped into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own town. Some men brought to him a paralytic lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming." Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralytic, "Get up, take your mat, and go home." And the man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe, and they praised God, who had given such authority to men. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." We're going to look at this passage in a moment. But first, we're going to hear "forgiven" talking about our need for the mercy of God, and that we receive this mercy, that we are forgiven.